our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast. Oh my God, I forgot how the pod... Let's start again. Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
And I'm Holly.
And we're pretty good.
Should we get your name for a second? You're just like, how do I start this podcast? Who is this? Who am I?
Who are these people?
Where are you right now?
We joined
a
gym.
Quick, right now. Where are you?
We joined a gym.
No. So you don't know.
I'm in my own head right now. We joined a gym and I did my... first thing yesterday.
We did join a gym.
My workout training.
Yeah, I don't think that I actually have clothes to wear to the gym tomorrow.
You have pants on.
Right? I can't wear these.
Why?
Because I can't.
Okay. You have to wear something because they don't let you work out naked.
I don't think that they do. I also wouldn't want to.
Right.
But what I'm saying is I don't think I have clothes to wear, so I'm going to have to figure that out.
Okay. But yeah, so you do your training starting, or like your workout plan tomorrow?
Consultation or whatever, yes.
So you get like a free thing with a trainer and they kind of go through and get you a workout plan for the next 6 weeks?
Did you get an email today from someone at the club being like,
Thanks for joining.
Have you set up your thing yet?
Yeah, and we set it up right away.
Okay, this is a form letter, clearly, because didn't check.
Well, it's Monday, so they're like, oh, we had some new ones over the weekend.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
So I went yesterday and did my workout routine thing, and I'm excited for it. Also this week, other things that happened is we got tickets to the Adventure Zone.
We did, after a lot of harass, like, issues.
You did it.
Oh my God, it was awful.
I gave up, and
I had to get into the taco process, like, four times.
Is this the tickets?
Yeah, because what happened was... they hosted it on a server that could not handle the traffic of McElroy Brothers fans. And so the server crashed before the tickets even went on sale, and people were compulsively refreshing, really making it worse. But I was also compulsively refreshing, so I can't say much. And then we just kept compulsively refreshing. And then you'd get into, like, the workflow of, like, doing it. And I got seats in, like, row E, and then I got seats in, like, row double A, and seats in, like, row N or something. And three times I got in and started to, like, make an account, and then it crashed again. And then by the time I got back in, my tickets were no longer available.
But you got it.
Well, that was after it said they were sold out. Right. It said there were no tickets, so I refreshed for, like, five more minutes, and more tickets showed up in my basket.
Yeah, because somebody else, like, had them in their basket, and they
expired.
Yeah,
and then they, like, expired, so...
we got somebody else's tickets. If they're your tickets, sorry.
I'm sure that once it started to show as sold out for people, they trailed off and gave up, but I was not going to give up. I wasn't convinced that they were actually sold out.
Grace didn't get tickets.
I bet if she tried harder, she would have.
She was working at that time.
Oh, yeah. You know what? She's better off not getting the stress of that. Yeah. It was like an hour of just...
I feel like we should have bought like a couple extra tickets. Because I know people that would want to go.
I don't think we could have. I really doubt we could have gotten four. But also, they were kind of expensive.
Yeah. They're like, $45 a piece.
Yeah, after fees and stuff, which is kind of a lot.
But now I don't have to be like a Max Fun subscriber because I paid my $90 for the year.
Yeah. Except you don't get anything out of it except going to one show.
We get to go to the show, though.
Yeah, but if you're a Max Fun subscriber, you get, like, all the bonus content.
You get to go to all the shows.
And...
do they fly you out to all the shows that happen? There's two Adventure Zone
shows
in the tour.
You know what? I bet if you supported them at, like, $1,000 a month that they would fly you out to one show.
Yeah. And they'd buy you a ticket ahead of time.
Actually, they'd probably give you a ticket to, like, your local show.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, you're in Seattle. Here you go.
Here you go. One ticket. Row... S.
Row whatever you want.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a beverage.
Okay.
Do you want a snack?
What's our snack?
Our snack is dinosaur chicken.
No, that was my dinner. Yeah, I want a snack.
Yeah, I want one.
We had so many dinosaur chicken nuggets today. Thank you.
I opened the bag wrong.
Yeah, you opened the bag wrong, and so there was no way to reclose it, so we just had to make all of them, because that's how it works. So this weekend, oh, by the way, I talked to my friend in legal today, and she said that she had a spare TV just sitting around that she had just given us. So, nope. In case you were wondering, I had no idea. This weekend we went to a pawn shop.
You might still be able to return that other one that you don't like.
Yeah, it's kind of awful. That's all right.
Yeah, get your friend's TV and we can go get $60.
No,
back. What, you just said she
has
one.
I'm not going to bother with it unless there's a return.
Oh, so you want me to return that one first and then you can get the other TV.
No, I want you to ask if they can take it back. They call or something and ask if they do returns. Because they might not even allow returns.
Yeah, that's fair. Because it just makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, it does. It makes like a hissing noise.
Like a hissing noise.
But only if the volume's up. Speakers aren't that great.
Yeah, well, of course it's not great. It's an old TV.
No, I've heard better speakers though. Yeah. But anyway, so we went to the pawn shop and we got this TV. But while we were there, we were browsing through the DVDs and we found this box set. It was Lost, seasons 1 and 3.
Uh-huh.
And let me go get this box set.
This is important.
This is maybe the best purchase we've ever made.
It was $1.25. We negotiated with the fella behind the counter, and he said, I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you for $1.25. And we're like, that's the perfect price for this fake DVD.
We should have gotten it for free, to be clear.
You shouldn't sell
this. This is bootleg. Okay, so the front says Lost in the typical Lost font, mm-hmm. with like a holographic color. That all seems legit.
Yeah, it's the cover art for season 3.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. And it says the complete 1-3 season, the unexplored experience, and underneath that is a 1 & 3.
So it's 1 & 3.
So we weren't really sure going into it what that actually meant. There's some sort of characters on it that I think might be like Chinese. I think they're Chinese because the captions are Chinese, English, Korea, and Thai.
Okay.
So I'm assuming that these letters we're seeing here are
Maybe
Chinese.
Maybe it's like
okay.
Southern China. Like Southeast China.
The back of it. Okay, so you open it up. You open up the inside, and there are 6 discs with, frankly...
Just cardboard?
It's cardboard covered in, like cheesy fabric.
Yeah.
It's, like, shiny orange fabric.
And I want to show you my favorite bit. Here, hold on to this.
Is this one supposed to go in there?
No, it goes... There's 2 in each one.
But no, there's glue on this.
I know. No, it's supposed to glue
there. What's your favorite bit?
My favorite bit is this.
Oh, it's the cutout back of another one.
Uh-huh. It's something
else. I
wonder
else. What it was.
Yeah,
you have
it's something
to translate
else with,
it.
With other characters.
They cut up
on
like
it.
Another DVD set to make this one.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds right.
Yeah.
And on the inside are a bunch of other DVD covers for, here, you wanna. That's supposed to be in here to like protect these.
Yeah. They don't need to be protected.
Yeah, that's true. Who cares? We should re-glue this though.
Yeah, we should, because it's important.
It's pretty bad right now.
Yeah. They didn't do a great job.
Yeah. They didn't
gluing it together.
Gluing it together themselves. Okay, so there's advertisements for all these other shows, like that. You know how, like, you see, like, if you buy on DVD, it kind of looks like Netflix. It's a 3x4 grid. And it's things like America's Got Talent, Season 1, Nip Tuck, 2 1/2 Men, Married with Children, The Wire, CSI Miami,
these are
One
all...
Tree Hill. Now, if you've been paying attention, you'll know that none of these are on the same stations.
They're not the same network.
They're not the same network. So
Kingdom
clearly,
Hospital, though.
Very legitimate. And then we go to the back, which is really
the
crown
the
jewel
part.
Of this.
Yeah.
So the very top in bolder text, like bigger text, like if you were going to see
a quote,
a short review, a quick
from the San Francisco Chronicle.
Snippet, it says, "A good heated tween Comey."
The San Francisco Chronicle.
San Francisco Chronicle.
That's
said
a direct quote from the San Francisco
about
Chronicle.
Lost seasons 1 and 3 or 3.
I'm going to see if they actually said that. Do you think that the San Francisco Chronicle said
Do you think
a good heated tween Comey about Lost?
Yeah. Oh, I think there's like a magnet in here.
Yeah.
That's good
it's
for
fancy.
DVDs.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, they're not magnetized
no,
in that way?
It's not like a tape.
Oh, I guess it's like etched.
Yeah, they're etched into it.
After a somewhat mysterious sequence of events, an oceanic flight from Sydney to LA crashes on what appears to be a deserted island. Okay, that's all true.
Mm-hmm. This is cut and paste.
The chances of being found and rescued is fairly small, so the survivors have to cope with a set of challenges. Okay.
Yeah,
this sounds a little weird,
it's getting a little weirder.
Maybe the copywriter was just tired that day.
Uh-huh.
They have to learn to survive on the island, a mysterious place with enough dangers on its own. Also, they have to learn to live with each other if any success is to be expected.
Yeah, so this is when they, like, went off script. They did a copy and paste, but they, like, had to shorten it a little bit to fit on the back of the box.
Do you think, I bet what happened is they translated it and then untranslated it, and then this is just what happened, and they tried to fix it, but,
why,
you know, there's only so much
you can
do.
Just copy and paste from the English.
I don't know. And finally, they have to live with themselves and their pasts. Here's where it, like, starts to come back, too. Interwoven, because you don't use interwoven.
Right.
If, like,
they took some. I think what they did is they took someone else's words, but it was like an extra paragraph, so they had to shorten it and put it in their own words. And their own words are wrong.
Yeah. Interwoven with the events on the islands. Oh, there's multiple islands now.
There are.
Yeah, well, are there by season 3?
Yeah, Hydra.
Oh yeah, I guess there are. Our flashbacks to the pasts of 14 main characters. Step by step, we learn a little more about their diverse and unexpected pasts as the group's quest to survive takes shape.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a good heated tween, honestly, Comey.
If I were going to describe Lost, this isn't how I would describe it. All right. Series cast summary. Let me know when you know one of these.
These are the people that are in Lost, for real.
You should Google all of these people, by the way. Tell me what, like, the main...
All right. You want to do top three things they're known for?
No, just the main one, really. We got a lot of people here.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll get the
all
IMDb.
All right. Pull up the IMDb. All right. Prison number one, who is definitely in Lost.
Uh-huh.
Dean Cain.
He's Superman. And Lois and Clark.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know that.
Okay, he's Superman. Perfect.
But he is also not in Lost.
Definitely not at all in Lost. Not even a little
Let
bit.
Me see if he was in it. Maybe
I
in
forgot
one episode.
About that guy.
About Dean Cain? Let's see if he was in maybe one episode of
you
Lost.
You can just control F Lost. It's going to be faster.
He was not at all in Lost. It was 2010
when it started. Yeah. Okay. Number two, Ashley Scott.
I don't even know who that is.
Neither do I, but we're about to find out.
She related to Adam Scott?
Could be. Might want to spell her name right.
No.
She was in Artificial Intelligence.
AI, Artificial Intelligence, 2001. I've never seen her before. She might.
She actually kind of looks a little familiar. I don't know what from.
She was in Jericho.
Did I watch Jericho?
That's kind of Lost-ish.
I don't think I watched
Jericho.
She
was never in Lost.
She wasn't. All right.
She was in Jericho.
Next.
Okay.
Danny Trejo.
I just saw him in Breaking Bad.
In Lost? Did you see him in Lost?
No. He was not in Lost.
He was definitely not in Lost.
He was in Machete.
You guys, we're 3 for 3. People not in Lost.
Spy Kids? He was in Spy Kids?
He was in Spy Kids. What's his top? His top credit's Machete.
Yeah, it's gotta be.
I never saw it.
Let's see what his top three are, or his top known for.
Machete.
From Dusk Till Dawn
and Heat.
Yeah, and then Machete Kills.
Oh my god, there was another Machete movie? Oh my god, look at all the movies he has coming out right now.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He has 339 credits, and he has like 15 in progress.
He also has a taco stand called Trejo's Tacos.
I know, they sell donuts now. That's all.
He sells donuts.
Irina Bjorklund.
Ooh, that's one I've never heard.
IRINA.
Well, I know how to spell that. Ooh.
Bjorklund.
She's American. She's in a movie called The American.
She's in a Finnish film called The American. She's Finnish, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Guess what? Nobody knows her. Definitely not in Lost.
She's in Lost.
Moving right on.
She in Lost? Nope.
Justin Henry. What a generic name.
He doesn't exist.
Well, you didn't spell his name right. Kramer versus Kramer.
Is this the kid from Kramer versus Kramer?
I have no idea. Maybe. I've never seen Kramer vs.
Yeah,
Kramer.
Yeah, he's the kid from Kramer vs. Kramer.
Perfect.
He's in Lost.
He's not in Lost.
He's not in Lost.
Where did they get these names from? Is it just a random?
He wasn't Lost. He was in an episode of Lost.
What?
No. Nope.
He was in a movie called Lost. You guys, we've uncovered it.
We figured it out.
This is the cast list from the 2004 movie Lost. This all makes sense now. Is the next person on the list Griffin Armstorff.
Look at that. Luis Chavez.
You guys, all these people were in Lost.
We stand corrected.
They were in the 1 hour, 30 minute, 2004 film Lost, rated a 6.0.
Starring Dean Cain, Ashley Scott, Danny Trejo.
I feel like we should watch this movie.
We figured it out. Our mystery is solved. We were wrong. We were wrong, you guys.
We were wrong.
We admit our guilt.
There's something that's called 2007 production here. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I would assume that's whoever made this. No. No copy allowed. What does this barcode scan up to, do you think? Do you have a barcode reader still on your phone?
No, I can type it in, though.
Okay.
We'll just go to Google's. What's the number?
488, with the whole thing, like with the end?
Yeah, okay. All of it.
488-50-50-56-3818.
Honey and Clover, DVD.
Nope, it's a lot of them. They are all ripoffs.
Oh, it's just a...
Every one of them is ripoffs. They just use the same one for all of them.
One Tree Hill, the complete season
it
one
It looks
through
like
four.
If it is actually something, it's Honey and Clover, though, because I've seen that a few times here. That's funny. Okay, so my favorite part, actually, of these, besides the fact that this is a six-disc set of three seasons... Think about that.
We did some research.
We opened
it
up.
Each disc has 12 episodes.
If you know anything about DVDs, you know that they don't fit 12 episodes.
Not normally. But don't worry. The screen is like half size.
Yeah.
The video's half size.
This is like,
and it's like 480.
240 to 480p.
Yeah, maybe 360.
So we really, 360, probably 360p.
Yeah.
Because 480p is standard, which like a lot of the other DVD sets were in, so it wasn't quite that. but my personal favorite part about these is that at the beginning of every disc, there is a THX trailer introduction. And it's not your typical THX where it like makes the loud noise. It's this like little robot guy. He's called THX Tex.
He looks like a little Mario.
And the one they specifically used was one that was like Pixar only for three movies or something.
Well, that's the one they have. That's the one that they like ripped off
I'm
of the disc.
I'm just not sure
somewhere.
Why they bothered putting it on there. Because
you know what
THX
he looks
has...
like? If you took like Mario... From
and,
the Mario games and Dr. Robotnik.
I was going to say Roly-Poly-Oly, but you're right about Dr. Robotnik, too, because they are the same shape.
Yeah. They're very Roly-Poly.
Did you ever watch Roly-Poly-Oly?
No.
Well, you should.
It was
a children's show.
Rick and Morty started up again.
Yeah, I know. It was a children's show that was available when I was in, I don't know, like 7th grade, mm-hmm. somewhere around there.
And if you're
I was
Roly-Poly, you might
kids.
Be into it.
Like... He's Roly-Poly-Oly, he's, I don't know, small and short and round, something like that.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like all the things that Roly-Poly one would be.
It was a good show. It's about a little boy and his family. They were all Roly-Poly.
Like Moral Oral?
No, this was an actual kid show.
What?
Moral Oral is not a kid's show.
It's like in the style of all those Christmas shows.
Yeah, but it's not a kid's show. Anyway, yes, I did know that Rick and Morty started again because they sent a bunch of Szechuan sauce to the makers of the show.
I know, 75% of all the available Szechuan sauce.
There's speculation that they're going to bring it back for the new Mulan release, but I don't think that it's worth it. I think that
I think people will buy it.
I think the hype will be over by then, or people are going to buy it and they're going to be like, guys, just kidding, Szechuan sauce, actually gross.
It's not
Nobody remembered, but they made a big deal out of it on a cartoon, so we all bought it for some
Gotta
reason.
Gotta get that Szechuan!
Yeah, I can't imagine that
it might be real good.
It's worth it. But anyway, if you see Lost 1 and 3... at your local pawn shop, I encourage you to make them let you buy it for $1.25.
Say that it's not worth any more than that because it is a fake.
And what I kind of a little bit want to unwrap like the,
I can't
the fabric
believe,
from the inside and see what other.
I can't believe that I paid $110 for the Blu-ray box set when I could have got this for $1.25.
Yeah, you could have gotten like there's what six seasons.
Yeah.
You got the whole thing for $2.50. Could have gotten the entire show
Blu-ray.
For $2.50. Well, you could put it on Blu-ray discs.
And we have to go back. We have to go back to the...
If we put it on Blu-ray discs, we could do it all in six discs.
We have
the
to
whole
go,
series.
We have to go back and get more.
I didn't see any more. Did you?
Go back.
Whoever took this into the pawn shop, though,
they
like...
They were doing it wrong.
They did not.
They're bad at their job.
The pawn shop was pretty clean. It was better than I was expecting it to be.
Everyone was nice. They weren't all real bright, but they were nice.
Yeah, they were not all real... They clearly had a new computer system, and the blessed young woman behind the counter did
she
not...
She was not familiar with it.
She didn't know how to computer so much, or she also didn't seem to be good on the being able to see front. The part where she was trying to look... She looked at your license for like a solid minute to try to figure out what your name was. She couldn't see it. She was having a rough go of it.
Yeah, all right. But we bought a TV as well when we were there.
And
well,
also we got a TV.
A bedroom TV
you
to
should,
watch TV
You should find out if they'll take it back.
Yeah, I was gonna.
Okay.
Do you have the receipt still? I stuck it in with the...
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Okay. I stuck it in by the remote. Away.
If it got thrown away, it's in the bedroom trash, though, which is mostly...
I'll check it out.
Dryer sheets.
Okay, so. I'll check it out.
But
we do have our name in the system.
We do. It's true. Well, your name.
If she spelled it right.
But yeah, 50-50 on that one.
Yeah, maybe she just put her address in as my name.
Well, could be.
Maybe my name is Woodland.
You get a Moltres today.
Yeah, first try.
I didn't get one. I haven't gotten any of the legendaries yet.
There was one up on Greenwood, so I was just like, I'll just hop in there, and there's 12 people standing around, and really? We're like, yeah, let's go get it. Yeah, because it's, like, when they first come out is when everybody's around.
Yeah.
And the Card Kingdom group went and grabbed a couple, too, but I was busy playing Risk Legacy.
Oh, yeah, we're playing Risk Legacy.
I love that game.
Just because you've won 80% of the games.
Listen.
Yeah? I'm listening. It's just not fun to continue to lose. You're having fun because you win pretty handily every time, and I'm not having fun because I haven't won yet, and we've played 5 games. And it's kind of not that fun. I was really close to winning today, and then I lost, and lost really badly. And it hurts, and it doesn't feel fun. And you know how, like, when they make Magic cards that, like... Like sometimes they're just not fun, so they don't print them because they want people to have fun. I feel like that's where I'm at right now.
Well, we unlocked some new things that make the game going to change quite a bit.
It might make the game easier or better for me. It seems to have made the game much more complicated, which I'm not sure how I'll be able to handle.
I think it's made the game much more difficult for me.
I hope so. I don't know. I think it's probably made it easier for you, too.
You think?
Because we don't get to choose our factions anymore.
I thought, oh, we don't get to choose our factions?
Well, we choose, but we draft for who chooses.
Well, sure.
But instead although I think of, we're supposed of, to...
I'd rather do that than just, like, roll dice to see who goes first.
Yeah, would you?
Gets the same stuff. Yeah, because you get the, you have to... You...
Well, you still roll dice to see who drafts first.
Sure, but you get to pick one of the things. Like, you can either go first, you can place your armies first, you can...
Right.
You get more armies or less armies. Like, there's a lot of different options to choose from, which one you want to get the best of.
Right.
So it makes it more even starting.
I thought that I had a good like strategy starting in North America today, and it did not work out.
No, North America is not in good shape.
Where am
anymore.
I supposed to start? Well, I can't. I can barely start in North America now because there's so many cities there.
Yeah, well, you don't want to. You never want, unless you're the mutants. Oh, we should be quiet. There's spoilers
there's
for
someone
Risk,
else
there's
playing
spoilers
Risk
for
Legacy,
Risk Legacy if you listen to this. I'm sorry, we've just been spoiling the heck
Speaking
out of it.
Speaking of spoilers, I keep reading spoilers, like Game of Thrones spoilers.
Oh, we gotta watch Game of Thrones, too.
I thought you wanted to go to bed after this.
Yeah, I know, but we have Game of Thrones and Rick and Morty.
I'm happy to watch Game of Thrones, but...
Okay. Well, let's do that.
I thought you wanted to go to bed.
I do. I gotta wake up at 5:30,
anyway,
but that's fine.
Why are you waking up at 5:30?
Because I gotta go to the gym tomorrow morning.
Oh, tomorrow's Tuesday.
Oh, but the good news is we're not playing Star Wars tomorrow.
Oh, you're gonna die.
Because Mike is in New York.
That would affect it. It would affect things.
And he's like a main. He's doing like the main thing right now. Like he's in the tent with one of the mercenaries.
Oh, he's
just
like,
pulled a gun on him, and
he's the main character.
And we cliffhangered. Yeah. So.
Wait, you weren't even at the last one, were you?
Yeah, I was.
I thought you missed the last one.
No, I missed the one
before
that.
Yeah. Oh. How time flies when you hate your life. That was me, not you.
I'm sorry that you hate your life.
Yeah, my life's just really awful right now. Work is really, really awful.
I'm sorry I can't make your life better for you.
People at my job were struggling to see kind of a path forward for the next steps of how to move out of the position that we're in, and there doesn't seem to be a path, nor one opening up, and everyone feels really stuck, and then I just found out that they're bringing someone over from China to, like, come over to Seattle to do a job that one of us could have been doing. Mm. And it's just really frustrating because, guys, don't get a job where you're stuck and you don't have a way to move forward or out and no one respects what you do. That's all. Life advice.
I think that's just a lot of people's jobs, though.
Yeah, but it shouldn't be. It shouldn't have to be. You should be valued at your job. You should be given reasonable expectations at your job. Like...
I think there's very few people that have that.
I don't think so. I bet it's more people than you think.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of people actually find pleasure or enjoyment in their jobs.
I don't think they get paid like...
Okay, how about this? I'm willing to bet that most people don't suffer from heart palpitations all day from the anxiety and stress of their job. How's that?
Okay.
Yeah. I would bet that's not most people. That is me. So.
Are you looking for another job?
No, I can't. I can't talk about it on the podcast, but I'm literally just really stuck in this position.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, it all sucks. What else happened this
week? Maybe you could buy a boat and shoot a gun at
No, don't do that. Did we talk about how I knew that guy?
We didn't. Well, I don't know if anybody knows the story.
Oh, there was a guy. We might have talked about it a few weeks ago.
We talked about it with us.
Yeah, I know, but I can't remember if we put it on the podcast. There was a guy who was on his boat in Seattle, and he was, like, shooting near the direction of the ferries. And then he pulled a gun on police, and they shot him, and I knew that guy.
So, well, the story that I heard was there was a guy on a boat shooting at ferries. And I'm like, oh, he's obviously, like, really high or disturbed because fairies aren't real.
He was disturbed.
They're magical creatures.
Oh, that's right. You were thinking of, like, fae.
Yeah, that's what you said. You said, there's a guy on a boat shooting at fairies.
See, but what I meant was fairies.
Like a ferry boat.
Like a ferry boat.
That brings other people to across the water.
Like a...
Which isn't something that I deal with on a day-to-day basis.
No, but I figured maybe you live in Seattle now. That would be the first thing I thought of. He was disturbed. He might have been on something, but... because you still have to be kind of fucked up to, like, be naked on your boat shooting.
Oh, yeah, he was also naked.
He was naked for a while. He wasn't at first, but then he was.
Yeah. He's having a hard time.
Yeah, well, he's not having any more hard times.
Yeah, see? He sorted it out.
He sorted it out. Oh, we shouldn't make light of suicide. I guess he didn't kill himself. Mm. The cops did it for him.
All right.
We can't end the podcast on that.
On a down note.
No.
Did we have a snack?
Yeah, it was chicken nuggets.
Did we do a top three?
No, we haven't done top three. What top three would you like to do?
Top three legendary Pokemon.
Ooh, okay, sure. Does this count the cats?
It counts every legendary Pokemon.
Okay. You go first.
You want me to go first? Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to forget some of the legendaries.
I really like Shaymin.
Shaymin? Mm-hmm. What's that?
It's a little grass. It's a grass psychic hedgehog.
Can you Google it for me? Is he legendary?
Yeah, he's a little legendary hedgehog.
I'm sorry. Legendary and hedgehog don't go together for me. How is he legendary?
Have you seen him?
How is that legendary? I don't understand. Can you explain to me why that's legendary?
Right. I will read to you about Shaymin.
Okay, I'm listening.
He's legendary like Victini is legendary. Like, you can't.
Is Victini legendary? I don't know all... Okay, here's what I'm learning. I don't know all the legendaries. I know the legendaries up through Gen 2.
All right.
Maybe Gen 3. What were the legendaries in Gen 4?
Palkia.
Oh, yeah, I didn't
Giratina,
like Palkia.
Dialga. Yeah, there.
Giratina. I don't remember Giratina.
Giratina is a ghost dragon. And it's got, like, a lot of...
Google it.
It's got a lot of...
That was like Pearl and Diamond and whatever, right?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of... And then you motion because... Oh!
It's got a lot of...
It's got like wings and like pokey things.
It's got like fangs for
its
arms.
Oh, that's awful. I would not have expected fairy dark dragon ghost... Or I wouldn't have expected it to be dragon ghost. It looks like a bug.
Yeah, it's a ghost dragon. It
looks like a full-on bug.
What? Okay. Who's your... Do you want me to just like...
Yeah,
Google
just put
legendary Pokemon.
Yeah, just put up a list if you could.
We can start.
Oh,
that.
We should talk about how the Pokemon Go event failed really poorly, and they're considering a class action lawsuit.
That was a
lawsuit.
Long time ago.
I know, but we didn't talk about it before. So just like a
all
picture
right.
of them.
This is all the legendary.
Can you put?
Pokemon.
Can you view the image?
I'm doing
you
it.
I think you went to the page instead. Just click the view image button. Why did?
Oh.
There's a button for it.
Listen.
Okay. Okay, I'm familiar with some subset of these.
I like Cobalion because he has dancing legs.
He does have dancing legs. All right, go ahead. What's your third favorite one?
Oh, my third favorite was the Shaymin.
Shaymin? Oh, yeah, that's right. You said it.
That's cute.
I think that my third favorite is... Wait, I don't see the cats on here.
What cats?
The cats. Suicune and...
Raccoon. They're dogs.
Oh, they're up there. Are they dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, I always thought they were cats, but okay. I'm sure that they are dogs. That makes more sense. Okay.
I don't know what these are. These are like deer, maybe? Like
Virginia? Yeah, they look like deer.
I don't know what Terrakion is. He's more like an ox.
Maybe he's like an ox.
And
or like a buffalo.
Cobalion has dancing legs.
So does Arceus.
Arceus has little spindle legs.
What does Deoxys have? Deoxys got birth and hips.
Oh, jeez. All right, so you gotta pick one.
I'm sorry, I do. Okay. My third favorite one is probably Suicune, because I always try to pronounce it Suicine for some reason.
Yeah, it's... Oh, no, it's not right.
Yep, it's not right. Completely wrong.
My second favorite?
Yep.
Regigigas.
Regigigas? What, how do you actually... It's just Regice, right?
No, Regigigas.
Oh, Jesus, that's how it's actually pronounced?
That's, it's Regigigas.
Okay, but that's not any better.
But I call it Regigigas.
Who decided
that? He just has
that?
The best name.
Why didn't they just call it Regigas? They put like too many jizz in there. Because it's Regirock, Regice, Registeel. It should be Regigas, right?
Well, he's a Gigas.
It's a Gigas. Like, what's a Freetown? What is a Gigas?
It's a giant. It's a word for giant. A
is
Gigas,
it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, don't you know that?
I don't know that. Clearly.
I'm going to. I can't believe you wouldn't know that. He's not my actual second favorite, because he's lame.
Oh, you just wanted to say
I
it.
Wanted to say Rigigigas.
Okay, what's your actual second favorite?
It's probably Genesect.
Okay.
Because he's cool. And he's got like a laser beam on him.
Okay. You like laser beams?
Yeah.
I'm going to give an honorable mention to Mewtwo.
Regigigas.
Who I think Mewtwo's cool, but if you've ever seen if you've ever seen the first movie, I'm sure I've made this joke on the podcast before, the Pokemon movie, he uses like psychic or whatever way more times than he should have the PowerPoints for, like way more times.
Probably got, like,
and
a
he has
PP
that
up.
No, he has that cable, remember, going down like up into his head. There's like a like a bit
that's
going
right
from his body
cable.
Into
yeah.
his head. And we decided that was an Ethernet cable, because there's ether, which refills the PP, so it's an Ethernet cable.
You know what else refills the PP? Lemonade.
Well, yeah, lemonade. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Because
it's
PP.
Anyway, thank you for really adulting this podcast up. Really professionalizing
lemonade
it.
Lemonade makes PP.
Jesus Christ, that is not the episode name. I refuse. I refuse. But my actual number one is Mew. Because Mew's super cute. It's like the iconic, legendary. I mean, there's the legendary birds, but Mew is the legendariest.
Yeah. My number one?
Uh-huh.
Zapdos.
Zapdos? You like Zapdos?
Yellow bird is best bird.
Ugh.
He's so good.
What else? What other names did they have for Zapdos and the thing?
Oh, I don't know.
It was like our lord and savior or something. We can see.
That was a helix fossil.
Can you look up what Zapdos was? There was some sort of, like, euphemism bird for it. You could probably just look up Twitch Plays Pokemon and I'll tell you all of them. Or Zapdos, TPP.
A-A-J.
Helixpedia. Helixpedia, folks. Oh, Battery Jesus. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of.
John the Zapdos.
John the Zapdos.
Bird Jesus too.
Yeah. So, man, I miss Twitch Plays Pokemon. It was really interesting.
AA-J is currently the strongest Pokemon that Twitch Plays Pokemon has ever owned.
Yeah. It's really hard to catch legendaries as Twitch Plays Pokemon. I don't know how they did it. It must have been after they did the voting.
Yeah, you can't.
Because they didn't have voting for a long time,
it was
remember?
Just crazy random.
Yeah, but then they had to, once too many people started watching,
I don't know
watching,
how you catch a legend. Well, they might have just used the Master Ball by accident or something.
No, they used the Master Ball on something else, I think. Check. Just search Master
search
Ball
Master
on
Ball.
TPpedia.
It was used on... It was thrown away.
Can you throw it away?
Probably.
Yeah, you probably can, right? Master Ball.
Oh. Red receives Master Ball. Yeah, Red receives Master Ball.
Wait, is that the original, though? Is Twitch Plays Pokemon Red the first one?
Yeah. He later used the
character Zapdos. Oh, he used
the character
Zapdos. Okay.
See? I was right.
Hey, they got a Goldeen on Pokemon Crystal. That is also what I caught with my first Master Ball. Because I didn't know. I didn't know what a Master Ball was.
He obtained the Master Ball from Team Aqua's base and wasted it on an Aqua Grunt Zubat 9 minutes later. Oh, there's a ton of them.
Yeah, you can tell that they started to get good after a while, though nobody was watching it. Because look, they have real names. Someone got their name to be a Napoleon.
Yeah. The first one was the best.
The first one was... They'll never recreate it after that.
Yeah, that was just, it was just a random thing that happened that was awesome.
We got stuck behind a table for, like, a day.
So what was our three top three?
legendary Pokemon?
Yeah, I forgot already. Let me...
Yours was Zapdos, and I don't remember the other two you gave.
I don't know if I gave a second.
Didn't you? You said Rigi
Gigas. Oh, Genesect.
Oh.
It was Shaymin, Genesect, and then Zapdos for my three favorite.
Shaymin's so cute, and I still don't believe that he's legendary. He's probably the cutest legendary. What's that first one there? I can't tell.
Uxie?
What the fuck is it? Uxie?
Uxie, Mesprit, and Azelf. They were like psychic, three psychic type shitty legendaries that no one ever used.
In what generation?
Gen 4, I think. Gen 4 had a ton of legendaries.
Did it really?
Yeah. Like, you had to catch them at the
different
places. I don't
remember ever seeing
them. Yeah. You just had to catch them all to, like...
Were those ones where you had to, like, dig down into the underground and dive into the ocean and all that bullshit? Or were these ones you chased on the map, like the dogs?
They showed up on... I don't remember.
Okay.
It's been a long... They're in a cave.
Google Uxie.
Okay.
Because I've never seen this Pokemon before.
It's Uxie, Mesprit, and Azelf.
I've heard of Mesprit. I've never heard of Azelf either.
And Cresselia.
Okay.
Late Guardians in Sinnoh. The Bringer of Knowledge.
You need to scroll down to the game part.
I don't know.
It's the TCG and the manga. We're looking for game locations.
Acuity Cavern, only one.
I don't think I ever went to Acuity Cavern then. I don't know, I quit Pearl partway through. The early DS ones made me really mad because they weren't utilizing the touchscreen in the way that they could have. I felt like they didn't... It just became like a repository sort of thing rather than an interactive way that you could use it. Like, the later generations really figured that out. I think X and Y used it the best, but... It was just like a thing you could look at. It was like a step counter or something, and there was like a... Just look at what Pokemon are in your party. It wasn't good.
Didn't do it great. Anyway, we're like a bunch of minutes. Do you want to just...
You're a bunch of minutes.
Yeah. Do you want to just...
yeah.
Call it a...
Yeah, we gotta go watch Game of Thrones. I was getting spoilers for. Spoilers in the news. It's not even fair. They're like, X character gets revenge. And you're like, no, why? Why would you...
Do-do-do-do. You stopped.
Oh, I was waiting for you to fade out.
Oh,
you were supposed to sing it slower and quieter and then just fade out.
I'm just going to stop.
I thought you were just going to fade out.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the pod.